Who is making money out of Trump? It's a question that obviously needs to be asked, because we have to presume that someone is, and most of America isn't, and nor is the rest of the world. Trump, let's remember, promised that he was going to increase the stock market value of the USA, because that was his measure of success during the course of his first term as president. But he hasn't succeeded. He was going to increase the number of jobs in the USA, but so far the signs are that jobs are disappearing as fast as is possible because his tariffs are destroying them. He promised that wages would increase, but there's no sign of that in the USA. He promised that inflation would tumble, but it very likely is not going to do so because of those tariffs again. He promised things like cheap medicine, but that's definitely not going to happen. The reality is that Trump is not delivering on his promises. And that also comes to taxes. Yes, Congress is looking at cutting American taxes right now, but only if you're very rich. For everybody else, the difference is going to be marginal and is going to be eaten up by the consequences of the cuts that Trump wants to put in place and which Congress is seriously considering. In other words, the tariffs that Trump has put in place have done their damage. So too has the mayhem unleashed by Musk. He has forced loads of people out of their jobs and left vast numbers of people in the USA feeling insecure. They have delivered economic uncertainty, and that is the worst thing that you can create for economic well-being. So who is making money out of Trump if it appears that the vast majority of people aren't? Well, the answer is, of course, Trump is. That's it. That is what we now realize this presidency is about. Right now, as we record this video, Trump is in the Middle East. He went out there with six deals to sign. A hotel deal, a golf course deal, crypto deals, other deals for the Trump Organization. This is staggering. Never before in US history has a president so blatantly abused his power as president to advance his own self-interest. Trump has appointed 15 billionaires to his cabinet. This is a cabinet of oligarchs. And Trump is a man with deep insecurity. And he doesn't think he has enough wealth to stand up to these colleagues of his sitting around the cabinet table. And so he is determined to use his presidency to create that wealth. And that's what he's doing. The crypto deals are perhaps the most repugnant of all the deals that he is putting in place because they are ripping off his own base supporters who are buying this utterly meaningless meme coin stuff that he's putting out, which will have no value in the long term and which everybody realizes cannot deliver such value. But there's more to it than this blatant exploitation. There's the quiet exploitation going on in the background as well. All those stock market moves, every single one of them, if it was leaked in advance to members of his cabinet or to their friends, would result in the opportunity for insider dealing, as it is called, where somebody who knows market-sensitive information before the market does then trades knowing what is going to happen as a consequence. Trump has even joked in the White House that some of his colleagues might have profited by millions as a result. And no one is going to do anything about this any more than they are, for example, going to do anything about the abuse that is happening now as a consequence of Qatar giving him the use of a new Air Force One plane, not just for the course of this presidency, but for the rest of his life, meaning that this is not a gift to the USA, but is a gift to Trump. And there are rules that prevent that happening, and he's ignoring them. So how is that possible? Well, of course, Trump has simply captured the law enforcement agencies by appointing people of his acquaintance and his former trial lawyers and various other people to dominate and control those agencies so that nobody is going to bring him to account. And you can be sure of one thing as well. When the time comes, it's going to be the case that Trump will forgive himself and all his family and all his colleagues of any crimes that they might have committed whilst they were in office. And so Trump believes he can get away with whatever he likes. And in the process, he's going to accumulate vast wealth, or so he hopes. In the meantime, the stock market will lose credibility because of the insider dealing. Prices will fall. The value of US pensions will collapse. People will lose confidence in the marketplace. They won't be willing to spend because they know they've got to save more for the future. Opportunities will disappear. Investment will go. Jobs will disappear. Everything is going wrong. But so long as Trump is happy that he's getting richer, he thinks the world is a better place. And that is all that matters. This is what a corrupt oligarchy looks like. America is very rapidly ceasing to be anything that looks like a democracy. The control that Trump now has over all the institutions of power and his threats against the media and everyone else, whether that be by threat of a libel action or a regulatory action, or whether he's going to do a tax investigation or whatever it is that might make the lives of his opponents impossible to manage, he will do them because he has one goal. That is to enrich Trump. And the sooner he's got rid of, and the sooner this oligarchy is tumbled, the better off America will be. And until it happens, everyone in the world is at risk from Donald Trump.